Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Roche has kicked off a worldwide early access program for its experimental therapy, Risdiplam, by making it available to Europeans with the most serious forms of spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA. Europeans with SMA type 1 will be able to get it immediately, Roche told the SMA News Today in a phone interview. Those with type 2 can obtain it in about 6 months. It also announced that the oral therapy will be priced very competitively and should be approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The FDA's decision is expected on or before May 24th. SMA patients worldwide and their near and dear ones very much appreciate this invaluable initiative, said Kasper Ryszczynski, a United Kingdom-based board member of SMA Europe. We also thank Roche for working closely with SMA Europe throughout the process, added Ryszczynski, who has a daughter with SMA. News of Risdiplam's early access program came in a letter that Roche executive Fanny Petridis sent to SMA Europe and Treat SMA. Petridis said the company acted because, quote, "While there have been very important treatment advances for patients with SMA in the last few years, we recognize that there continues to be a high unmet medical need within the community." He added that, quote, "Patients experiencing life-threatening or severe conditions may not have access or be eligible to obtain satisfactory treatments or participate in ongoing clinical trials." Type 1 SMA patients in countries that have concluded an early access agreement with Roche will be able to obtain access to Risdiplam through a doctor's request, said Petridis, who directs Roche's Global SMA Patient Partnership Program. Since type 2 patients can also face life-threatening situations, the letter said Roche will provide them with Risdiplam after filing an application for regulatory approval in their country. This means that in participating countries within the European Union, the program is already available for patients with type 1 SMA and will expand to patients with type 2 SMA upon filing of our marketing authorization application to the European Medicines Agency, which is currently planned for mid-2020. Roche has been testing Risdiplam for several years in 4 clinical trials known as Firefish, Sunfish, Jewelfish, and Rainbowfish. The company reported its latest Sunfish results in November, which shows that Risdiplam led to significant improvements in motor function among SMA type 2 and 3 patients. Based on these and previous results, the FDA agreed 2 weeks later, on November 25th, to the fast-track review of Risdiplam. A dramatic finding from the Firefish trial was that of the 6 babies who were all able to sit without support, something that SMA type 1 babies never achieve. Researchers said, in addition, after 12 months of treatment with Risdiplam, none of the 19 infants who survived needed permanent ventilation or lost their ability to swallow.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Director Kevin Schaefer.
Hey everyone, and happy Friday! For this week's motivational post in the SMA News Today forums, I wanted to talk about being friends with our caregivers. A lot of caregiving agencies advise against this, I guess in an effort to emphasize the professionalism aspect. For me though, friendship and compatibility have always been essentials for me when seeking caregivers. Brianna Albers and Halsey Blacker each wrote great columns about this subject recently. My caregiver Randy is one of my best friends. Like brothers, we depend on each other, and we drive each other crazy. I had him on the SMA News Today podcast a while ago, and just this weekend I went to a comedy show with him and his wife. I've been fortunate to maintain friendships with a few other caregivers as well. Do any of you have close relationships with your caregivers? We'd love to hear in the SMA News Today forums. Thanks everyone, and have a great weekend. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.